I was more interested at that point in trying to understand how human generation of energy would eventually come to be a factor in affecting the climate of the Earth. And so that little book called Energy and the Environment was an attempt to try to spell out some of those major factors that would go into answering that question. But when I went around to the publishers, they said, nobody's interested in that subject. We don't even know what you're talking about. And I realized that people weren't conscious about these things. The idea that humans could affect the climate just didn't seem to register on their radar.
That was in the 70s, and you mentioned that there just wasn't much dialogue about this at the time. I mean, now it's very much on people's radars, especially now with a new report from the United Nations that just came out last week, written by some of the world's top climate scientists. It concludes that it's technically possible, but politically improbable for us at this point to avoid a dangerous level of warming. I'm just curious to hear, what was your reaction to that report?
This is not their first report, of course. They put out regular reports, and I've read them all. You know that they're going against the grain of the economy and against the corporate interests. We have all kinds of politicians who are at the service of the fossil fuels industry, many large industrial complexes like ExxonMobil, you have the Koch brothers. All of these people are deeply, deeply involved in producing fossil fuels and making money on them. And they don't want to hear that they have to stop doing that if we're going to save the planet. And so what's happening is that climate change is occurring in front of our very eyes. And if we don't stop it, they will go past the point where we could do anything to reverse it.
Yeah, and one of the things that the UN report says is that the biggest thing governments can do to mitigate the effects of climate change is to put a tax on carbon, which is basically like putting a price on carbon emissions. But the report also talks about the need for new technologies to help remove carbon dioxide and greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. Can we talk a little bit about that? Are there technologies out there currently or on the horizon, perhaps, that will be able to do that?
Well, it sounds like a nice idea. And in fact, this conference at Beckman is going to be about the whole process of drawdown. There is a great book called Drawdown, put together by a gentleman named Paul Hawken. It talks about the many ways in which we can do things which will actually draw down the levels of carbon dioxide in the environment. We can do it one way by just stopping the burning of fossil fuels, but you can do other things as well. One of the speakers Tuesday will be talking about the ways in which he takes carbon dioxide and chemically converts it into products which can be used as plastics or as other things of that sort. If you can make that work at a scale high enough, you can then maybe make a real difference. But you see, we're producing such vast amounts of carbon dioxide. So, we're trying to think of how to solve this problem while we are throwing more fuel on the fire, as it were.
As we all know, there are some who just don't believe humans are causing climate change. Even our president, Donald Trump, has called it a worldwide hoax. And there's a lot of research in cognitive psychology that shows it's very hard to change people's minds about polarized issues like this. You're turning 90. You've been a scientist for your entire career. What have you learned about how to dialogue with people who just don't believe in human-caused climate change?
It's a difficult thing to do. People have to be convinced. It's like this business of sea level. People around in Florida here and in many parts of the world are beginning to see, my God, I could lose my home. People down here, we have now storm surges on the east coast of Florida that just completely flood streets. People are backing, in spite of themselves, they're going to have to come to terms with it. And I think it takes a kind of leadership which is very difficult to produce in this country, because of our political system, because of our capitalist sort of take-all system. I don't know how to say, human nature being what it is, Christine, you don't fix something until you absolutely have to. And then, unfortunately, it may be too late.